Welcome to Alternative Investments Chat,
where we demystify the world of alternative investments and financing for entrepreneurs and investors alike.
With these discussions, we hope you're more empowered to unlock opportunities in your business or portfolio. I'm Erin.
And I'm Erica. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Alternative Investments Chat. My name is Erin, even though I'm sitting in Erica's seat and Erica's sitting in mine.
It's all right. I'll be Freaky Friday day.
Yeah, Freaky Friday day.
I like it.
I love it. Today, we're going to be talking about self-directed IRAs and why that might be a good option for some folks who are planning their retirement.
Yeah, so you've probably heard of a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, but self-directed IRAs are a little bit less known. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about that and provide an overview of the self-directed IRAs, their key benefits, their challenges, and trends that are shaping the future here.
Yeah, absolutely. So a good way to kick off this discussion is to obviously identify what a self-directed IRA is. What is that? In essence, it is a type of individual retirement account, IRA, that allows the inclusion of alternative investments. You may not know this, but many or most regular traditional IRAs typically don't allow alternative investments to be included. So this is a way for you to let those in. Self-directed, what does that mean? Where does that come in? Yeah. Essentially, the account is overseen by a custodian or an admin, but the account holder, that would be you or I if we had a self-directed IRA, would manage the account ourselves.
Okay.
Custodian is not allowed to give financial advice, so you're on your own. Custodian's job is to hold investments and make sure that the SD IRA, you might hear that it called that as well, self-directed IRA, it's just the acronym for it, making sure that that complies with IRS rules and regulations. But again, everything else, all the research and such, you're on your own.
I wish they would have called it a DIY or DIY.
DIY.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
IRA.
Yeah, exactly. That would definitely, I think, make more sense to the general public.
Yeah.
But of course, with all things financial, we have to make it more difficult.
There we go.
Just a disclaimer here. SD IRAs are typically suited for more savvy investors.
Got it.
So for our beginner investors, this might not be a good solution for you. It's best to be already familiar with alternatives already. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, that makes complete and utter sense. So, well, I mean, that brings up a great question. So why would somebody want to pursue a self-directed IRA? If that's, you know, if they've got to do everything themselves, why do they want to do it?
Right.
Well, I can think of a few reasons. One, flexibility. So with a self-directed IRA, you get a wider selection of investments you can hold in your account. Like you said, these ones can include those alternative investments. And so assets like real estate, cryptocurrency, and commodities are just a few of those wonderful examples that can go into those self-directed IRAs.
Yeah.
It's what I lovingly love to call a choose your own adventure. Remember those books? It's like,
yes.
If you want to jump off the cliff, go to page 20. If you want to follow the snake or whatever, go to page 45.
I won't be doing either of those things.
Jumping off a cliff or following a snake.
Yeah, no.
Probably not a good adventure. Actually, it could be a really good one. But you get to choose the assets that you invest in, and it can be really appealing to someone who likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, but let's kind of back up real fast because you mentioned custodians held the investment. So for a beginner investor, tell me what a custodian means because I have different ideas up here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that a lot of people when they hear the word custodian think about probably those amazing people that cleaned up your, you know, gym or your cafeteria. But that's not the type of custodian that we are talking about today. According to the IRS, and this is a quote, I'm going to read this. An IRA custodian must be a bank, federally insured credit union, a savings and loan association, or an entity approved by the IRS to act as a trustee or a custodian. So a couple notable examples would be JP Morgan or Schwab. Those are financial.
I know those guys.
Yes. Yeah. My best friends, JP Morgan and Schwab. Those are obviously household names. Most people are familiar with those. Those are institutions that can act as custodians. A custodian's job is to safeguard the assets for their clients, keep them from being lost or stolen or damaged. If you think about when you go to a bank, of course, there's heightened security. Mm-hmm. There's like safety glass. There's alarms. You know, they're trying to keep the money inside the bank safe. Same thing happens with a custodian. They're trying to keep your investments safe.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is you can't keep your self-directed IRA under your bed.
No.
Under your mattress.
No, can't do that sure. Even if a custodian for some reason lives under your bed, can't keep it there. And if they do, we have other problems.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, okay. Is the housing market really that bad?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's like your own personal boogeyman is your custodian underneath your bed. When it comes to SD IRAs, like anything in this alternative asset space, you're going to want and need a specialized custodian to handle those alternative assets and someone who actually offers the alternative assets that you're interested in.
I mean, that makes complete sense. So, well, we've got that part cleared up, what the custodian's job is, mm-hmm. not to clean up after you, but to hold on to your money. So let's go back and discuss that word I said about flexibility mm-hmm. with those. So an SD IRA, man, that is a lot of letters. They do allow an investor to invest in many asset classes, like we said. And there are a few classes, though, that you can't invest in. There's a few that are off limits. So those are collectibles, which we also have an episode on, like artwork, stamps, rare coins, watches, artwork, things like that.
Shoot.
Darn it. All my artwork is gone. You can't invest, or you can't put a life insurance policy into your self-directed IRAs, because life insurance policies, what they're designed to do is provide death benefits to a beneficiary.
Sure.
And the IRS does not permit retirement accounts to directly benefit from such contracts.
Got it.
And then we have S corp stocks. Mm-hmm. So an S corp or an S corporation, it's a special designation carved out in the U.S. tax code for small businesses.
Got it. Okay.
So you can't own stock in those.
Okay.
So let's go into a few more details that deal with compliance for SD IRAs, and let's talk about those tax advantages.
Yeah, absolutely. So an SD IRA offers the same tax advantages as traditional or Roth IRAs do, while also requiring specific adherence to compliance rules due to the broader range of investments that are available in this category. So let's go over a few of the tax advantages here specifically. There's tax deferred growth or traditional SD IRA.
Okay.
Very similar to like a traditional IRA that you would have. So okay. The same principles apply. You get a tax benefit up front, but later on you'll pay taxes on the distributions that come out of that account.
Okay.
Typically during retirement is when you'll see those distributions come.
Got it. I remember hearing that when you like get a 401k and stuff. Like, exactly. As long as you don't touch the money, you don't pay taxes. But as soon as you start taking it out, mm-hmm. unfortunately, you do have to pay those.
Exactly. Yeah, taxes come to get you at some point.
Yep.
And investments in a traditional SD IRA grow on a tax-deferred basis, which you just mentioned, just continues to grow. Yep. Leave it alone. For example, if you invest in real estate or private equity within a traditional SD IRA, any profits from the rental income or capital gains or dividends will not be taxed until you get that money to you.
Got it.
And then with – there's certain estate planning benefits when it comes specifically to Roth IRAs.
Okay.
With Roth IRAs, you pay taxes on contributions that you make. So when you're putting that money in, you'll pay taxes on it. But when you take the money out, you don't pay taxes on it. So for beneficiaries, this could be attractive because they get to take the money out or benefit from those distributions and don't have to pay taxes when they get those distributions.
Gosh, yeah, those are some serious perks if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the flexibility, a self-directed IRA, there's some serious compliance rules, however, mm-hmm. To ensure that the account remains tax advantaged. So you want to make sure you're following all these. So there are a few prohibited transactions. And some of those are that the IRS, of course, our BFF for life, prohibits transactions that involve self-dealing or the use of IRA funds for personal benefit. Mm-hmm. So what that means, let's say you buy a property with your self-directed IRA funds, but you can't actually use it for your personal use.
Right, right.
Okay. Loaning SD IRA funds to yourself or family members.
Can't do it.
Big no-no.
Yep.
Can't do that. You cannot sell a property you've already owned mm-hmm. in your self-directed IRA. Mm-hmm. And then engaging in prohibited transactions can cause the SDIRA to lose its tax advantages, triggering penalties and having to go and pay all those taxes at once.
Right.
There's also a compliance with disqualified persons. Mm. So SDIRAs cannot engage in transactions with disqualified persons, which include you, the account holder, your spouse, lineal ascendants. I love that. When I was doing my research, I was like, oh, I love that term. So like parents, grandparents, or descendants, children, grandchildren of, or their spouses.
Yeah.
So your little immediate circle there.
Yeah.
You can't engage in transactions with entities you or these individuals control. Mm-hmm. So if you maybe have a conservatorship over somebody.
Sure.
And an example of all this is like you cannot buy a rental property with the SDIR funds and then rent it to your child because that's a personal gain.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's separation of personal and SDIR funds, which I found this very interesting when I was researching this topic because I would have never guessed this. Mm. But what that means is compiling your funds that are in your SDIR, you can't use with your personal funds. An example of that is, okay, you have an investment property that's in your SDIR.
SDIRA.
That one too.
we're SDIRA.
Yeah, we're just going to make up letters.
Sometimes it feels like that.
Some of these, when I read it, I'm like, what? It's a jumble. So again, let's start over. So for example, if you invest in the real estate with your SDIRA, you cannot pay for the repairs using your personal funds.
Ah, got it.
Okay, so everything must come from your SDIRA.
Got it.
I would never have guessed that because I'm like, my money, I've got a little bit of money here, a little bit of money here. What's the difference?
Right.
But if it's all in, then the self-directed IRA has to come from there too.
Right, totally.
So what are some other of the compliance rules? Because I know there's quite a few and some can be complex.
Yes, there's a ton. So another one would be valuation and reporting.
Yeah.
Alternative assets like real estate, private equity, and precious metals must be valued annually for IRS reporting. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
A custodian will often require an independent appraisal or valuation to determine the fair market value of these assets. Of course, you'd want it to be a third-party person, not your buddy who's going to value it at much higher than it actually is.
Yeah, because that's actually not going to help.
Exactly. Contribution and distribution rules. Annual contribution limits apply. If you're familiar with traditional or Roth IRAs, there's a similar rule with that as well. Yeah. In fact, it's the same rule that applies across the board. So for 2024, you can contribute $7,000 or $8,000 if you're over the age of 50.
Got it.
And that has changed since 2023 and will continue to change likely. Yeah. Early withdrawals before the age of 59 and a half. I love the half.
I know. I saw that in the research and I was like, what a very specific age. I loved it.
May incur a 10% penalty and income taxes, except for Roth SDIRAs and qualified exceptions. There's a few exceptions there. Required minimum distributions or RMDs apply for traditional SDIRAs starting at age 73. Again, flat seems 73. Kind of
flat.
Yeah, not the half. Exactly. A little arbitrary.
73 is still an sometimes. Odd, like an odd number to choose, but neither here nor there,
something
right?
Something to look forward to, I guess. And also documentation, SDIRA holders are responsible for maintaining accurate records of transactions, including purchasing agreements, contracts, and income statements for the alternative assets that they acquire. Although it sounds like there's a lot of rules that are around SDIRAs, which there are, they are there to maintain the tax benefits. Because you get those tax benefits, you have to make sure that you're being compliant and following these rules.
Yeah.
You get the benefit of it because you're doing work. So it's nothing's for free. Mm-hmm. You're doing a little bit of extra work to get the tax benefits. And overall, it ensures that the investments are aligned with IRS guidelines and regulations. And that allows investors to maximize their long-term growth and benefit from SDIRAs.
That's really good. Well, compliance and the complexity of alternative investments can definitely be challenging, as we all know, when thinking about what assets you want to include in your SDIRA. So we talk about this often when it comes to alternatives, but there's always that lingering issue of liquidity. Mm-hmm. or I guess the lack thereof, that illiquidity.
Right.
So it can be difficult covering unexpected costs. If your assets are tied up in an illiquid investment, let's say unfortunately something happens to a loved one and you might need to pay for a funeral or and you have your money in a SDI IRA, it's not just give me my money. They might have to sell off some of the assets within there. If they're illiquid, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, when life happens.
Yeah, and it happens often, right?
It does, yeah.
So another challenge is the higher fees that are often associated with managing alternative investments. Again, some of those fees include those custodian fees for the holding of a non-traditional asset because it's a little bit more involved.
Yep.
So they might charge a little bit more. There's transaction fees for buying and selling those assets, like we just mentioned. And then there's the appraisal, the valuation fees for its annual IRS reporting. You have to, you got to pay somebody to come out and look at your junk, right?
Right.
And then, of course, there's always the legal and due diligence costs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Erin, what would you say some of the best practices for incorporating those alternative investments into a self-directed IRA are?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, understand the IRS rules and regulations and what those prohibited transactions are. We mentioned a few of them earlier. This is definitely not like the in-depth resource that you should use in order to
study that. I mean, we didn't cover every single thing listed that the IRS makes you do.
Disclaimer. But, you know, we are hoping that this is a jumping off point and maybe illuminates just how much there is to learn about this. So make sure that you do your research. And also partner with the right custodian. Custodians are not always one size fits all. Yeah. Choose a custodian that is experienced in handling alternative investments and is familiar with IRS compliance. You want to make sure that they know what the rules are.
Like, I think. If they say, I think a lot, then we might need to.
Might need to reconsider there.
Reach out to someone different.
Yeah. And not only that, but they should also provide robust record keeping. You're going to need that. And also transparent fee structures. You don't want to go into working with a custodian where you don't exactly know how much they're charging. You want everything to be upfront and transparent. And also ask if a custodian has experience with your chosen asset classes. You know, ask questions, be curious. Also, if your custodian doesn't offer things that you're interested in, it's probably not the right fit for you.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that. Also, conduct thorough due diligence, as always.
Yeah.
I feel like we should get that tattooed because we say it so much.
Yeah.
Research all of the alternative investments to understand what the risks are, potential returns, and liquidity and legal and compliance issues. You should do that for any investment that you make, but you know, we always want to go ahead and say it. Cover our bases, CYA. Yeah.
Well, before we get tattooed, which I think is a fantastic idea, I'm going to have to do some research on tattoo artists.
Yeah, so
I'll get
exactly.
I'll get back to you of who I feel like
due diligence.
Yeah, I've got to do some very deep diving. I'll let you know what I find.
Perfect. And also, obviously, work with professionals here, people. There are professionals out there for a reason.
Yep.
People dedicate their lives and their livelihood to becoming professionals in these areas. People like accountants, tax advisors, attorneys. Use your resources. You familiarize yourself with people who are familiar with SDIRAs.
Yeah.
And make sure that you can optimize this opportunity with people who understand alternative assets and how they can work for you or can help educate you and advise you so that you're not making poor decisions.
Yeah.
Of course, your custodian can advise you, but there are other people who can help.
Yeah, they can. Well, it looks like the future for this is quite bright. Mm-hmm. So SDIRAs are now easier than ever to manage, mainly thanks to the internet.
The internet.
Our also our other BFF in life, the internet and the Google. So there's tons of online platforms nowadays. Mm-hmm. So several custodians offer online platforms and dashboards to more easily monitor your SDIRs. You can click on log in and see how you're progressing. I think that's really cool. It's just like a quick snapshot.
Absolutely.
But again, at the palm of your hand, which all of us live on our cellular devices these days, so being able to have that is fun. Mm-hmm. There's online marketplaces also offer investors better visibility of investment options that they can actually include in their SDIRAs. Again, you might be familiar with alternative investments, but there is stuff coming out all the time. Mm-hmm. I could guarantee that 10 years ago, no one was ever thinking of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. These marketplaces can be like, hey, look at me. I've got something new for you. And then some platforms provide options tailored to you depending on your goals, time horizons, and your interests. Again, you know, we talked about socially conscious investing. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to see some more of those options. A lot of these online platforms can kind of like your Netflix offer recommendations, yeah, you know, exactly. your algorithm for you because you liked.
Totally.
And then some platforms offer digital forms, automated tax reporting, and even compliance alerts. So mm-hmm. they can be like, ding, 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 ding. Hey lady, you're doing this wrong. So that's something nice to also have in your back pocket.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Seems like things are becoming easier as with most things.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that just about takes us to the end of our episode today. Before we leave, let's remember that SD IRAs are recommended for our savvy investors, people who are experienced with alternative investments already.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that, you know, if you're a baby investor now, you can maybe get to that point, but just be aware.
Yeah.
Make good choices. be responsible.
I love that.
But they can be really attractive options for people who are planning their retirement and want at greater control over their retirement plan and also increase flexibility.
Yeah, and there's tons of books and articles out mm-hmm. there. Again, we joke about due diligence and research, but it's really, really important. You don't want to get yourself stuck in something.
Yeah.
So again, thanks again for joining us today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and enjoy this episode with you can share it with friends if you want.
Maybe you know someone who's planning for retirement and this might be interesting to them.
Let your mom, your dad, your grandma know. So for our savvy investors out there, check out SD IRAs. They might be a great fit for you. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more insight on our next episode.
And don't forget to subscribe to continue the alternative investments chat.
See you next time.
Content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional financial or investment advice. This podcast should not be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy any securities. We strongly recommend that you seek advice from a qualified professional before making any financial decisions.